Don't bother to write in,
thank
listeners. Good morning and welcome to Radio Gemini on 6230 kHz in the 49-metre band. And today we're celebrating our 6th birthday.
Yes, so we've got lots of people in the studio, so we'll try to keep them quiet for the next hour.
Yes, and one of the main things we'd like to tell you before we get the show on the road is that we've got a new mailing address. We are now at number 8, Farmway, Bushy, Watford, Hearts in England.
Okay, well, it's on to the first record in this Radio Gemini birthday show, and it's the Boomtown Rats and She's So Modern.
To wear, 'cause she's a modern girl.
Oh, yeah.
A modern girl.
Yeah.
A modern girl.
A nice bit of punk, it says here. And the Boomtown Rats, and she's so modern.
Don't read my information. Give it in.
No gobbing on the script.
No. Makes it illegible.
Two, three. Oh,
oh, oh. Feeling hot and bothered this summer? Then you need a Radio Germany t-shirt.
Showing with Law and Disorder all over London from Sunday, Certificate X.
Yes, and stay tuned to Radio Germany because after the next record, we've got a competition coming up. And the next record's from the Patti Smith Group and it's called Because the Night.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Patti Smith Group there on the 6th Radio Germany birthday show and Because the Night.
What's this about a new mailing address?
Yes, Radio Gemini has a new mailing address. It's number 8, Farm Way, Bushy, Watford, Hearts in England.
Christ, that was a marathon production, wasn't it? Just because we moved one house up the road.
Yeah, sorry, I got carried away.
Okay then, well, it's on to the first competition of today's Radio Germany birthday show, and that is to name the fort that Radio City occupied in 1966. And if you know that, write in and let us know, and the prize is a complete set of Radio Germany mini posters.
And now for 1978, we're all with Radio Germany.
Get off, you drunkard!
We'll have to revert to standby recording!
And now for
1978, a whole new range of Radio Gemini colour photos.
This special range of colour photos includes such momentous occasions as the Gemini crew visiting the IBA.
The Gemini studio on fire?
And me in my Gemini t-shirt.
Wahey!
From complete list of what in real life turned out to be thoroughly average photos, right now to Radio Gemini, 8 Farm Way, Bushy, Watford, Hertfordshire in England.
Hey, is it all right if I take my Radio Gemini t-shirt off?
No!
Yes!
No, no!
It's Gemini Gem time! Yes, it's the first gem on this 1978 Radio Gemini birthday show, and it's a bit of Radio 355 from August the 4th, 1967, and it's interesting because this is the day before they closed down. And the bit we have is the Martin Kane Breakfast Club.
With the time at 25 minutes past 6 o'clock the circle, we had a good thing going. Regrettably, we have to announce the closure of Radio 355 owing to the effects of the British government's Marine Offences Bill, which becomes law in mid-August. Radio 355 will cease broadcasting at 12 o'clock midnight this coming Saturday, August the 5th. Needless to say, all of us connected with 355 are very sad at the impending closure of the station. However, we do hope that you will enjoy the remaining programs coming your way on Radio 355.
Many thanks to you, Dave McKay, for that message. Rather sad news, but, well, that's how it is. More great sounds coming your way on the Martin Kane Breakfast Club. This time from Dwayne Eddy. Because they're young. Come on, get up this morning.
Certainly brings back memories for me personally. Dwayne Eddy, because they're young, was it 1959, 1960? Quite a long time ago. Anyway, let's not pause too long on the Breakfast Club. Yes, I know I played this one yesterday morning, but I like it, and after all, after tomorrow, I won't be able to play it at all. The Harry Roach Constellation and Casino Royale.
Radio 355 there from 1967.
6, 2, 3, oh, oh, oh.
And it's on with the records, and from the Ruttles, it's Piggy in the Middle.
In the middle there from the fabulous Ruttles.
How are you at making silly voices?
You know, don't you, Bonnie?
How about your normal voice?
Radio Gemini mini posters.
Yes, miniature posters, each one depicting an offshore radio station, such as
Radio Veronica.
Or
Wonderful Radio London.
Or even
Hallmark of Quality Britain Radio.
For a free list list of these colourful mini posters, write in now to Radio Gemini at number 8, Farm Way, Bushey, Watford, Hearts in England.
Yes, competition number 2 now on Radio Gemini. Now listen very carefully to this.
6, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4.
Yes, competition number 2 is to tell us which records those numbers were taken from. And if you've got any idea of one or all of them, then drop us a line to Radio Gemini at 8 Farm Way, Bushey, Watford, Hearts in England. And if your answer's correct, then you'll win a Radio Gemini t-shirt.
And for those of you who are asleep, it'll be played a few more times during the show, like now.
6, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4.
Yes, a difficult one that, but it's on to fun time.
Time for fun.
And in fun time today, we have Monty Python's Matching Tie and Handkerchief LP and the story of Mr. Mellish.
June 4th, 1973, was much like any other summer's day in Peterborough, and Ralph Mellish, a file clerk at an insurance company, was on his way to work as usual, when nothing happened. Scarcely able to believe his eyes, Ralph Mellish looked down. But one glance confirmed his suspicions. Behind a bush on the side of the road, there was no severed arm, no dismembered trunk of a man in his late 50s, no head in a bag. Nothing. Not a sausage. For Ralph Mellish, this was not to be the start of any trail of events which would not, in no time at all, involve him in neither a tangled knot of suspicion nor any web of lies which would, had he been not uninvolved, surely have led him to no other place than the Central Criminal Court of the Old Bailey. But it was not to be. Ralph Mellish reached his office in Dalzell Street, Peterborough, at 9.05 a.m., exactly the same time as he usually got in.
Morning, Mr. Mellish.
Morning, Enid.
Enid, a sharp-eyed, clever young girl who had been with the firm for only 4 weeks, couldn't help noticing the complete absence of tiny but telltale bloodstains on Mr. Mellish's clothing. Nor did she notice anything strange in Mr. Mellish's behaviour that whole morning, nor the next morning, nor at any time before or since the entire period she worked with that firm.
Have the new paper clips arrived, Enid?
Yes, they're over there, Mr. Mellish.
Oh.
But for the lack of any untoward circumstances for this young secretary to notice, and the total non-involvement of Mr. Mellish in anything illegal, the full weight of the law would have ensured that Ralph Aldous Mellish would have ended up, like all who challenge the fundamental laws of our society, in an iron coffin with spikes on the inside.
Turn that thing off!
Yes, a spot of fun there on the Radio Gemini 6th birthday show and the Monty Python Matching Tie and Handkerchief LP.
Now available, colour photos of
Radio Norgie International Station.
Veronica!
Radio Atlantis, set them off.
Send now for our free photo lists to Radio Gemini, 8 Farm Way, Bushey, Watford, Hearts in England.
Ik heb net mijn Radio Gemini stickers gekregen. Heb jij ze al besteld?
No thanks, I just put one out.
This is Radio Gemini on 6230 kHz in the 49 metre band.
Ha ha ha, yes. Well, it's back to 1965 now and a record from Jackie Trent called Where Are You Now?
Shadows of evening gently fall.
life was fine, full of the wonder of the spring. You taught me that love meant everything. I gave you my heart, not dreaming we'd ever part.
Jackie Trent there, and where are you now?
Over here! Reaching back into the vaults of time, it's another Gemini Gem.
Yes, and in Gem Time today, we've got an extract from Radio Caroline on 199 metres from their very first day. That's Easter Sunday, 1964, with Chris Moore and Simon D.
This is Radio Caroline, your all-day music station. The time is 21 minutes past 5. Here's Del Shannon.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Square. The man says.
Was rhythm and blues man Manfred Mann. Here's Etta James. She's a pushover.
Come back when you're ready, but we'll go steady again.
That's all for me for today. This is Christopher Moore signing off. I'll be with you again tomorrow. See you then. That's all from Radio Caroline, your all-day music station on 199 meters for today. We hope you enjoyed the music we played and hope that you had a very pleasant Easter Sunday. It's been nice playing them for you. We're back tomorrow at 6 in the morning for another 12 hours of non-stop music, so tune in then if you're up, or any time afterwards. This is Simon D on behalf of all of us here on board Caroline, wishing you good night and have a pleasant evening. Good night.
A historic recording there from Radio Caroline on 199 metres from Easter Sunday 1964, the very first day they were on.
Hey, what's the Radio Gemini sticky sticker?
Well, a Radio Gemini sticky sticker is a sort of round thing about 4 inches across with it's sort of white and it's blue and orange and it's got a sort of face on it like
it's got a Gemini logo in Gemini fact.
Logo.
And what's more, it'll stick to anything and you can get yours by writing into Radio Gemini.
8 Farmway,
Bushy,
Watford,
Hearts, England.
Hey, want to know more? Right into Radio Gemini.
Time we had a record. How about Susie and the Banshees on Kong Garden?
Lash, lash!
Yeah.
Yes, hit that gong. That was Susie and the Banshees there and Hong Kong Garden.
What's this about a new mailing address?
Yes, Radio Gemini has a new mailing address. It's number 8, Palm Way, Bushy, Watford, Hearts in England.
OK, it's time for competition number 3 here on Radio Gemini, but first, for those of you still trying to guess competition number 2, here it is again!
6, 2, 3! Oh, oh, oh!
Still haven't got it?
No, neither have we.
I'm falling out my Gemini t-shirt.
It's a bit of luck.
I'm 34, 24, 36, and I've got my Radio Gemini badge on.
Yes, yes, you have. Super Gemini badges, and Gemini badges is one of the prizes for competition number 3. And competition number 3 is a record which we're going to play backwards for you. It's a well-known record, so if you keep your ears tuned and you know what the record is, then write into us at Radio Gemini at 8 Farm Way, Bushy, Watford, Hearts in England. And if you're correct, you'll win one of those badges and some sticky stickers as well. So here we go.
Well, there you go. That was quite easy, wasn't it? So there should be a badge and some sticky stickers coming your way if you write in. Anyway, it's on to the next record now from the Beatles and Twist and Shout. Golden oldie there from the Beatles and Twist and Shout. Oh, there's someone at the door. I'll go and see who it is.
Okay, I'll play an ad then.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rock and roll, keep with you.
Now you can relive the historic moments in offshore radio with Gemini Gem Sheets.
These Radio Gemini Gem Sheets, which are A4 size, each contain reproductions of numerous newspaper articles on offshore radio.
Read, for example, how Caroline closed in 1968,
R&I began in 1971,
and hundreds of other interesting and sometimes amusing articles.
Write in now for full information to Radio Gemini, number 8, Farmway, Bushy, Watford, Hertfordshire in England.
Here, this geezer's at the door. He wants to know if he can be an announcer.
Okay, we'll give him the usual trial then. Come on, mate, we'll start you off.
And now, for 1978, a whole new range of Gemini colour photos.
Oi, for a complete list of what in real life turn out to be thoroughly average photos, write in now to Radio Gemini, 8 Farmway, Bushy, Watford, Hearts in England, or I'll bash your face in.
thank you. Well, the door's over there. And now, back to the records.
No, I can't forget this evening, or your faces you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow, when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. If living is without you, I can't live. I can't give any. Always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. Can't live living without you. I can't live. I can't give anymore. I can't.
From 1972 there, a lovely record from Harry Nilsson called Without You.
Hello, I'm Jean and I've got some Radio Gemini stickers. Have you?
It's Gem time again!
Yes, we've got time for one more gem in today's Radio Gemini birthday show, and this time it's R&I from Thursday the 14th of December 1972 with Don Allen and Arnold Lane.
A
Okay, hold it. Stop whatever you're doing. Just listen for a minute. You've got to be somewhere near a record store. You've got to be. Okay, listen to this album. It's called Toulouse Street. It's done by the Doobie Brothers. Just listen for a minute. If you're sitting around the living room, if you're in your car, whatever you're doing, get to a record store and buy this record. You've got to listen to the music. It's called Toulouse Street. It's by the Doobie Brothers. It is the record to get. Really, really, go get it. I'm not kidding. It's on Warner Brothers Records and Tapes.
Right, and don't forget to stay tuned throughout the evening to RNI and hear the Doobie Brothers with their fantastic single, also available on their new album, Tiller Street. And it's called, as if you already didn't know, if you're a faithful RNI fan, you'll know what we're talking about. It's the Doobie Brothers and Listen to the Music.
On radio, it's a dream.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it gives us great pleasure and great expense introduce. Well, he needs no introduction. I've seen the face before.
I do, actually.
I've seen the face before. It seems vaguely familiar.
I've been away for a long time, mate. Yeah.
I say, Roger.
I've seen your face somewhere before.
Yes,
yeah. I must have been underneath the table once.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next hour, we'll have a discussion program here. It was something like 6 years ago when I saw a nice, young, well-groomed, intelligent-looking bloke. And he came out to Ramsey Bay in a little fishing boat. And he had a short hairdo. And now he is...
It's only the intelligence that's improved. Yes. Everything else has gone backwards.
Really?
Yeah.
So anyway, 6 years later, and about 1,000 miles away, we should meet again. Anyway, Roger. Roger and Alf. You know, we're flying an airplane.
Roger Knott, yeah.
Yes, yeah, Roger Knott. Anyway, Arnold, it's been a long, long time, and as a program controller, I wish to know why you've taken 2 months vacation.
Oh, well,
we do 2 weeks on board, 1 week off.
I still have to bring a note from my mummy, because I was off, my foot hurt. My brain hurt as well, I think, a little bit.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Everything's all right now, though. I can play games now.
2 weeks on the ship and 2 months off. You know, this is ridiculous. I mean, even Mackenzie doesn't get away with that. Anyway, as we said, ladies and gentlemen, at a great expense to the company, it is our pleasure now to present the one and only Arnold Lane, who will be terrorizing you musically for the next 2 hours. We're only going till 3 o'clock this morning. Transmitter couldn't take any more.
Thanks very much, Don, for that build-up. Don, I really don't know how to thank you, so I don't think I will, actually.
Thank you.
smile when you smile at me. Well, well, I know my love will always be. When you kiss, when you kiss me right, I don't want to ever say goodnight.
Before my time, of course, those were the Carlins, and that's called When. It was a winner, 1 year long ago, of the Eurovision song Thingamajig. Thank you very sincerely to Don for the past couple of hours programming, and also to Mark, new guy on the boat. Guess what? He hasn't been seasick yet. That's really something of a record, I think, for a new guy to come out here without messing up the place just a little bit, you know. He's not even homesick either. David Cassidy.
Well, there you had an extract from R&I from December 1972 and part of the Arnold Lane Show.
Badges.
Badges?
Who said badges?
Yes, Radio Gemini badges are now available.
These luxurious, extra-large Gemini badges are hand-finished by the Gemini craftswomen in the Ray Gem factory and can be yours for only 30p.
Write in now for further information to Radio Gemini, 8 Farmway, Bushy, Watford, Hertfordshire in England. Well, it's time for the last record in today's Radio Gemini 6th birthday show, and this one comes from Ivor Biggin, and it's called The Winker Song, and it's a bit naughty, so have you got those buzzers ready to buzz out the rude bits?
Oh, yes!
Okay, well, take it away then.
My mother said that I never should play with the naughty, rude girls in the wood. Their giggling talk I could never understand.
I'm standing by,
and that's why I
bits.
Fell in love with my right hand. And that's why I'm a and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a and I'm always pulling my pud. I was 25 years old before I was kissed, and then I found that I preferred a swift one off the wrist. It's cheap and convenient, you can't catch
PD.
It's available at any time and it's absolutely free. And that's why I'm a and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a and I'm always pulling my pud. Oh, Mrs. Tarn and your 5 lovely daughters, thank you for having me and being oh so kind. I've got pains in my arms and my dong is growing shorter. My knees have turned to water and I think I'm going blind. I'm over Italy, I've over Spain, I've in an omnibus, I've even had a in a train. I've used a badger and a melon and a cat, an inflatable Linda Lovelace and a Davy Crockett hat. And that's why I'm a and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a and I'm always pulling my pud. Here, listen! Oh, Mrs. Palm and your 5 lovely daughters, thank you for having me and being oh so kind. I've got pains in my arms and my dong is getting shorter. My knees have turned to water and I think I'm going blind. I'm a and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a
and I'm always pulling my food.
He's a he's a and it does seem good like it bloody well should. He's a and he's always pulling his food. He's a and it does seem good like it bloody well should.
I've a big in there and the Winker song.
Yes, what a way to end a show, the Radio Gemini 6th birthday show. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's programme, and if you have and you'd like to send us a reception report, for which you'll get a QSL card, then send it in to Radio Gemini at number 8, Farmway, Bushy, Watford, Hertfordshire in England. So with that, it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me! Oh, Edwin, you winker.